The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, we're going to be talking playoffs and boxing and Vegas. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Wilder versus Fury 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the King of Vegas. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, back in studio. If you want to get in today, well, we don't take calls when we're on the road, so sorry about that. But you can get on the Blitz Facebook page and send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also hit up the producer, Nick, and Jerry Bonos, because those guys are out here with us. And if you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. No Twitch today because we are in beautiful Las Vegas at the MGM Grand,
folks.
Wilder Fury 2. And, man, I am so stoked to be here. I don't know about you.
I'm pretty excited as well. It's going to be a great fight. And the more we're already talking to some people. And it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a big fight, which usually when we're out here, it's a big fight. This
right.
one feels a different level of big.
Yeah, it's funny because the heavyweight, we always talk about the heavyweight division and how it makes the fights so much more interesting when the heavyweights are good. And these guys, I think because of the last fight, have really created just an amazing rematch that I can't wait to watch it. And can't wait to talk about it, which we'll be able to do the next 2 days.
And there's people all over the casino like, oh, can you get me tickets to the fight?
Yeah, right. Peaky Blinders is here.
Yeah, good luck.
It is a very strong European presence at the casino. But, yeah, I can't tell you how many people have asked me for tickets. Like, nope, sorry, bro. I got mine. That's all I can do. But I got my first tournament in this morning. I went and played your favorite tournament, the little Excalibur one, which I know you always talk about how bad the players are. I could hear your voice in my head while I was playing. Oh, these guys are the worst. These guys are the worst.
I mean, sometimes I'll tell them when I'm beating
them.
How bad they are.
But
I'm not very friendly at that tournament.
I wound up finishing fourth out of 53.
Oh, man. Nice nice crowd this morning.
And so I like getting that first cash out of the way when you get here because, you know, last time it went a while before I actually cashed. So, that was cool. But, man, you're right. The quality of play in that thing is abysmal. But, did well on that. Done well on the horses today on a couple of races that I played. So I'm off to a good start, which always helps. Always helps the mindset. Man, I'm so pumped today.
I'm not playing any more blackjack till I play some poker.
That's probably a wise decision.
It's going about how it normally goes for me playing blackjack.
We had a long delay getting here last night, and it wasn't really anybody's fault, but it kind of sucked because our flight got delayed over an hour for maintenance. And then when the maintenance got done, they didn't have anybody who could push us away from the terminal. And so we had to sit there for another half hour. We didn't get here until after 1 o'clock, so there wasn't much gambling to get into last night, although you managed to get in some blackjack.
I managed to lose a little bit. You know me.
Yeah, well,
I find a way.
It's admirable.
I find a way.
I admire you for that. But so I have two complaints, though, from getting here. Number one, the horse racing game that I always play, they've changed it.
Okay.
It used to be they told you, like, the little history of the horse in each race. So, look, I know it's a slot machine, so it's guesswork. But at least I felt like I had something to go on. Now it's just numbers. They just give you odds. And there's only six horses. There used to be eight. So I'm kind of out on that. And then the other thing.
So now what are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean,
just not gamble?
No, I'm going to gamble. It's just I'll play video poker or something.
Okay.
Well, you know, when I want to just sit there and have a few drinks.
Yeah.
That's the game for that. It's not really, you know, I'm not trying to win money. I'm just trying to sit there and enjoy myself and have a few complimentary drinks. But
The other thing.
We got here so late, it was very difficult to get complimentary drinks last night, too.
Well, that and.
The taxi line was long. The line to get checked in was long.
35 minutes to get checked in.
And then when I get to the front, they tell me, oh, sir, I wish we'd known you were a Pearl member because you could have skipped the line.
They rubbed that in, too. Especially when I said, yeah, it'd be nice if we didn't have to wait 35 minutes. And he goes, well, sir, you didn't have to. And I go, whoa, so I could have gotten that other line where you were letting people cut in front of us? Great. So it's kind of on us.
Yeah.
But I didn't know I still thought I was Sapphire.
Yeah, well, they usually just bring you a card to the table.
Yeah, well, regardless, so it was a long, long trip here last night. But you know what? We got here, and it's going to be fun.
That's right. And we're going to make the most of it,
Fred. Actually was really tame last night for my first night, so.
How many drinks?
Maybe four.
Okay.
Maybe. Well, I had a couple on the plane.
I had zero drinks last night.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we had beers at Ingenious.
Yeah, we did. That was before the flight.
Before the flight.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Let me retrace my steps here. Beers at Ingenious. We had three. I had one at the airport, and then I had two on the plane.
Okay.
And then when I got here, I had two.
Okay.
Watered down complimentary drinks.
Okay.
But that was spread out over about 8 hours, as it turned out.
Well, I had one Red Bull vodka today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call back to yesterday's show. It's a vodka Red Bull, sugar-free vodka Red Bull.
Get out of here.
But that's it. I mostly just needed the energy. So
yeah, I'm about to jump through the walls because as I was playing that tournament this morning, I had a bunch of sugar-free Red Bulls and some coffee and everything else. I'm so caffeinated. It's like I feel like I'm going to explode. But I have a lot of energy for today's show, so I'm ready to rock and roll.
That's good.
And there's a lot of stuff to get to.
Guess who our neighbor is? Put him up! Crazy yep. Carl Dukes is our neighbor.
Yeah.
To one side. I don't know. It's JT the Brick over here on the other side. So we've got some very famous neighbors here.
And, well, basically we're also pinned in by Cody and Jake.
Yes.
So escape will not be easy.
It will not be easy.
But, no, it's a nice setup, though. And, man, the crowd, usually it's... Like tonight is when you start seeing the fans come in. Dude, this place is already packed with fans. Mostly Euros.
Well, let me tell you how I know there's a bunch of European money in town. We're talking at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning last night.
Yeah.
There were about 8 blackjack tables going. There was one $15 table that was totally full. Everything else was $25. You could not get on a blackjack table for under $25 a hand last night.
Wow.
Normally, that's the case on Friday night and then fight day.
Right.
But a Wednesday night at 2 in the morning, usually there's $10 tables just trying to get people to sit down. Yeah. They're not having a problem with people trying to sit down. They've got enough people.
Yeah, and it's already packed there, which is cool. But the today, over at the Excalibur, I was the first American finisher, for whatever that's worth.
That gets you no extra money.
No, it doesn't, but an awful lot of Gypsy King fans at the table.
The American poker player. He excels at mathematicianism.
I thought you were going to say meth. That's the Euros.
Yeah, I see Bob Arum right over there, too, so maybe we'll have him later on as well. Real Bob Arum, not me.
I prefer fake Bob Arum myself, but either way. All right, so 713-780-3776 if you guys want to text the show and be happy to hear from you. And, you know, we're gonna try to avoid that topic today, at least until Carl gets here. We'll let him talk about it.
The other thing I saw walking the halls was Deontay Wilder with his entire posse. Well, I can't say posse because that's racist.
Yeah.
With his entire crew, including a designated belt carrier and security, like a couple dudes and then, like, he had his own security, and then he had MGM security as well.
Ah.
So he's very well protected for an extremely dangerous man.
Yeah, I don't usually see those guys wandering around the casino on a fight week.
Just, no?
You know, in general. So.
Well, he definitely wasn't stopping. I mean, he was rolling through.
Well, the other thing that's always fun when we get here is we're in the media center we're in. They have this entrance out front that's really nice, and it has the whole posters and everything. And people line up out there hoping to get a glimpse of somebody famous because
right.
some famous people come through here. And I always love the look of disappointment on their face when I walk outside because they always have this look like, it's going to be. Oh,
they always think I'm actually Tyson Fury and someone hit me with a shrink gun.
you just tell them you're Tyson Fury's little brother.
The Gypsy Prince. That's what I'll be, the Gypsy Prince.
Bo Fury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, that's always fun when they're standing out there and you get to break their hearts a little bit. And the other thing that was going on today is, I guess, Stephen A's show or whoever ESPN has out here has a setup in the casino.
So does Fox on different ends of the casino. Fox is down by the sports book, and ESPN's over here in front of the Cirque du Soleil setup. So yeah,
I don't want to.
It's like big time setups.
I don't want to judge the ESPN setup when I saw it. A lot more people standing there watching than the Fox one.
Well,
now to be fair, that was Stephen A. and the Fox was some guys I've never heard of.
Yeah, I didn't even see anybody at the Fox setup at the time, but I saw Stephen A. and Max Kellerman on stage. So obviously, there's going to be some people here. One other new thing to Vegas, to the MGM specifically. The pub right over there on the corner.
Oh, that was going to be my other complaint.
Is now Aisha Curry's restaurant.
I hate her now.
She moved it from Houston to the MGM. So International Smoke.
That was
now
one
in the MGM. I may try it now.
I'm not, because that was my go-to pub. That's where I would go to get lunch or get a beer. And
what if it's still good?
It doesn't matter now. You took away my love. And maybe you're better looking than her.
But you don't know
but
if
I
she,
loved her.
Like, that pub could have gone out of business, and it could just be an empty shell.
It wasn't from a lack of my effort, though.
No,
I put everything I could into her.
That was kind of
so. Yeah, I'm bummed, though, because I just like the atmosphere. I'd like to go in there, especially right after the show. If we were going to play poker and we're kind of on a tight schedule and I wanted to eat something and have a few beers, that was a perfect place to do it. So the bar looks the same, so maybe that hasn't changed. But it was also a place that was open during the day, which there's not a lot of restaurants, not a lot of good restaurants here that open before 4 o'clock. So, it doesn't look like it was open. So, but, yeah, if you're out here now, you can go to Aisha Curry's place.
Yeah.
I'll probably try it. I don't want to like it, but I will.
No, I'm tempted to give it a shot.
Yeah.
But I'm also not a Curry hater like some people around here.
I'm not, and I'm sorry that the restaurant didn't work in Houston, because I'm always a fan of businesses coming to our city and putting people to work. But I think we should take a break here.
Oh, look who came through.
There he is.
Oh, Nick.
Nick, you are the man.
Nick gets the energy drink delivery done.
Yep.
And now
all
is right with the world.
That's perfect.
Good job.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about the NFL and its potential playoff problems. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Wilder versus Fury 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the MGM Grand in beautiful Las Vegas, rocking and rolling. And something came across last night after our show ended, and I wanted to get into it today, as I'm sure you do as well, this proposal by the NFL to add 2 more teams to the playoffs.
Not just that, but adding a 17th game also.
All that's been part of the CBA, but the playoff thing, we knew about the 17th game. This is the first we've heard of the playoff thing.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm actually staunchly against adding more teams to the playoffs. I always say this, and you can back me on this, because it's been my take since day one. Major League Baseball and the NFL do playoffs the right way, where if you make it to the playoffs, it feels like you earned something.
Yeah, yeah.
The NBA and the NHL playoffs are stupid because literally half the league, more than half the league makes the playoffs. What's the point of a regular season when the only way you miss the playoffs is if you're like the worst of the worst? I mean, it's just lame to me. So I don't want the NFL adding more teams. And trust me, I'm typically all for more NFL. I don't need another team to make the playoffs.
No, and I don't like this. You're going to be down to one bye in each league, which means the Texans will never have a bye. And not that they were ever going to have one with the second best record either, but once you go to seven each, then at some point somebody's going to say, oh, well, it makes a lot more sense to have eight.
Right.
And suddenly half the league's in the playoffs.
Exactly.
And I don't see the point in it. There's going to be teams that don't belong. And there's already teams that don't belong that get in.
Well, this year, do you want to know which teams would have joined the fray?
I would love to hear which teams would have joined the
fray. In the NFC, we would have been graced by the Los Angeles Rams. Would have gotten in with a 9-7 record. They would have been ready to go to war with the Packers, which
okay.
I didn't need to see.
No.
In the AFC, oh, yes, you're going to love this matchup that we missed out on. You know who the Chiefs would have played in the first round, Fred?
Who?
Oh, not the Chiefs. It would have been the Patriots.
Yeah, it would have been the Patriots.
Patriots would have played the 8-8 Pittsburgh Steelers.
It would have been the Chiefs because the Ravens,
oh, yeah, it would have been the
Ravens were the one seed.
Yeah, so the Chiefs would have played the 8-8 Pittsburgh Steelers with who at quarterback?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Ugh.
This – we don't need it. We don't need more games.
Boy, I bet if we went back and looked over the last 10 years, the teams that would have got in, there's not a single one where you're going to say, well, yeah.
You know, the last time you'll feel like, oh, man, they probably should have made it, was that Patriots team that went 11-5 the year Brady got hurt and Matt Cassel was there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably it. Very rarely do I look at the NFL at the end of the season and go, man, it's a damn shame that team wasn't in the playoffs, because if you can't win more than half of your games, what's the point?
So the Cowboys still would have missed the playoffs.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah, I'm curious what people think. And more football to me is not a bad thing. More games are not a bad thing. But I don't need it.
The NFL's perfect. Okay? The scheduling is perfect.
Yeah.
The NFL's got its flaws, don't get me wrong. But it's not that there's not enough games or there's not enough playoff teams. Like, the way the NFL season is set up is awesome. But I think there's too many preseason games. I would do away with it.
Yeah, and I don't think we need a 17th game.
And if it comes to the only way they'll get rid of the preseason game is to add a regular season game, I suppose I'm for that, because I'd rather see a regular season football game than a preseason football game. But right now, with 16 games in 17 weeks, six teams make the playoff from each conference, it's the perfect setup. This is how it should be.
Why do we have to mess with things at work? I mean, I get the whole everybody wants to tweak things, and I know they're going to make more money off of it. That's the real reason. But why mess with something that actually works?
I don't know.
I mean, I think sometimes in society we just decide, oh, well, we've got to change things just for change's sake.
Yep.
And I don't want to see – and maybe I'll change my mind, because there have been a lot of things that I've changed my mind about once I saw them. I wasn't crazy about baseball adding the wild card, but I think it's worked out really well.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. But I don't like changing things right now. I just think it's perfect. Why mess with it?
Why was baseball making changes? Because fan interest had gone into the toilet.
Yeah.
They need to do something to keep other fan bases interested.
Well, now they're talking about some goofy thing where you get to pick who you play and more teams.
That's what teams do. That's what organizations do when nothing's working. You just start throwing stuff against the wall.
Yeah.
The NFL's working. Don't blow it. Don't mess this up, NFL.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL's got its issues. But realistically, I mean, there are fewer issues than everybody else. And I don't see the reason to do all this. But they didn't ask me.
No.
And it's their collective bargaining agreement, so they can do what they want.
Got to get those 8-8 Steelers into the playoffs. Those 9-7 Rams.
Well,
they were so good and so deserving.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sorry that I missed them in the playoffs. That would have been incredible to watch.
Yeah.
But
Steelers would have given us yet another team in the playoffs with an upside down point differential. So at least the Texans wouldn't have been the only one.
Yeah. Well, there's that. There is that. Oh man,
it's just gross. I don't need more undeserving teams in. And I say the same thing all the time about college football. And I know there's a debate to be had on that because four is such a small number.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, I've never heard anyone question whether or not the NFL playoff system works. Like the way that they've got it set up is what it should be.
I agree.
You know, and. Now, since they've gone to four teams in college football, I haven't seen a fifth team that I go, damn, I feel really bad for them.
Well, that's going to happen at some point.
Eventually it will.
Yeah, but I think that one's going to wind up eight. I'll hear the argument for that, and I know that because the money is there to be made that's going to happen. But the NFL, it doesn't make any sense.
But and my beef about that is it waters down the regular season, which why do we hate the NBA and NHL? Not the game itself, but why do we hate the way it's set up? Because the regular season really doesn't matter all that much.
No, that's fair, but I think the regular season doesn't matter because there's a hell of a lot more games, and I don't think it would affect college football as much as you do. But I do think the NFL. I mean, especially if you're adding a 17th game, and somebody brought a pretty good point. It's like another meaningless regular season game. Is that really that much better than a preseason game? Because
Because it matters. Teams are going to put their best players out there. There's nothing worse than trying to pretend you're interested in watching a preseason game when you're watching teams' third-string guys play. I don't need that.
No, but look at how many games in the last week of the season where teams don't even try. And now you're adding another week where you're probably going to have teams that aren't going to even try.
All the more reason not to mess with what works.
Well, they're messing with it.
You almost made me cuss, Fred.
Well, sorry. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I'm not even going in there. I'm afraid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Wilder versus Fury 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and very honored to have with us back on the show the legendary Bob Arum. Bob, how are you? Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, pleasure to be here, and I want to shout out to all my friends in Houston. I mean, Houston... Yeah, if I can beat a little nostalgic, meant so much to Top Rank because back in the late 60s, we had an alliance with Judge Roy Hafines, and we did a number of Ali fights in Houston at the Astrodome. I remember Ali when he fought Cleveland Williams and then Ernie Terrell. Those were great, great times.
Think about in the late 60s what the Astrodome was at the time as far as like a building. I mean, it was just this state-of-the-art, just massive building. To be able to fill that up for a fight, that tells you how big the fight was.
It was the ninth wonder of the world, they call it.
Yeah.
It was spectacular. He had the special suite that he named the Lyndon Johnson suite. I mean, it was just great. It was amazing.
Well, speaking of amazing, I think we've got an amazing show planned for Saturday. This is, in my opinion, the first time the last time I remember this kind of buzz about a heavyweight fight was Vitaly Klitschko against Lennox Lewis, which was, I mean, you're going back 15 plus years now. Yeah, this is obviously way bigger than that.
Way bigger. It was a sports, but this has now reached the mainstream. You know, the last big heavyweight, really big heavyweight fight was Ali and Frazier in the Garden in 1971. That was it. I mean, the whole country and so forth were talking about the fight. Since then, you know, and at that time in 1971, boxing was one of the major sports in the country. Like baseball, professional football was just coming into its own. Basketball wasn't big. But Boxing sort of receded in popularity over the last 20 years. And now, thanks to Fox and ESPN, it's back with this major, major fight where the two big television networks are publicizing and promoting this fight. So this is a new era, and this fight has gone into the mainstream. I mean, if you watch the Democratic presidential debates last night, one of the contenders referred to this fight by name and date and time and said that the other contenders should stop jabbing, and if they want to fight, if they like fighting, they should watch this fight Saturday night. I mean, I thank Amy Klobuchar for the publicity, and I really, really thrilled me when she said that.
You know, you say the last big heavyweight fight back in the 70s, and I always thought about Mike Tyson, and what I've always told people about Mike Tyson is you didn't watch Mike Tyson to watch the fight. You just watched to watch Mike Tyson. And really, I guess maybe Michael Spinks is the one guy who seemed like he was – it was like another top of his game fighter that was fighting Tyson at the time. He fought Larry Holmes late in Larry Holmes' career, by the time he fought Evander, it was kind of past his prime.
Yeah.
But and of course that Spinks fight lasted a minute.
Yeah.
But in a way, Deontay Wilder is a guy who you're not necessarily until this fight. But before this fight, you don't really pay to watch Deontay Wilder fights. You just pay to watch Deontay Wilder knock someone out.
Right.
And, you know, when you bring in a guy like Fury, who I really believe that Deontay Wilder thought that Fury was just going to be a step-over match for him. And he gave him the fight of his life, and now it's created
right.
What we've got here. It's very magical the way these things are put together.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned Mike Tyson, you know. Fury's first name is Tyson because he was named after Mike Tyson. Really and truly named after Mike Tyson. Fury comes from a fighting gypsy family in Northern England, the Irish Travelers, they call them, and he's called the Gypsy King. And the truth is, he is the Gypsy King because in every generation, they have these travelers fight each other. And the one who comes out ahead becomes the king. And Tyson Fury is now the Gypsy King. His father before him was the Gypsy King. And his grandfather before him was the Gypsy King. So he comes from a really long line of kings.
Well, obviously getting a chance to fight for the heavyweight championship, a unified heavyweight championship, is something his father and grandfather never got to do. When you met Tyson, did you picture him being the star that he is now?
Yeah, I didn't meet Tyson until after the first fight.
Right.
And that's when I was introduced to him, and I gave him the roadmap of how to make his fights really huge, huge attractions, given his personality. And we told him, hey, let us put you on ESPN for two fights. And we did that with ESPN Plus. By the time we're ready to do a fight with Wilder, who by that time was part of Fox because Al Haymon was PBC, was doing his fight with Fox, that it would be massive. I didn't realize how massive until I watched the Super Bowl and Fox ran 2 30-second commercials in the Super Bowl about this fight. Now, in over 50 years that we've had Super Bowls, we've never seen an advert for a boxing match. And now we got two. And you know what a 30-second commercial costs? $5.6 million. So that was over $11 million that Fox gave us in commercial time. And that really kicked off the event for the mainstream.
Well, Bob, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. They're asking us to wrap it up with you, but thanks for stopping by. Man, a great fight you guys have put together for Saturday night. Looking forward to it.
I want to shout out to the Houston Astros baseball team. Don't get down. Don't let these people diss you. Your great players, Altuve, Bert Bregman. I mean, you're gonna see. You don't have to steal signs. You're going to end up in the Super Bowl again this year.
I think you just sold some pay-per-views in Houston.
I hope so.
Good job.
All right. Yeah, I don't think he's going to need a hell of a lot of help selling pay-per-views on this fight because it definitely is going to just a ton of interest. And this is one that even before I left town, just people were asking me about it a lot. It's like, what do you think? Is it really going to be as good as you guys are saying it is? I'm like, yeah, I think so. And if it's anything like the first fight, but that's the thing I'll be interested about. I want to talk to a few more people about, you know, is Fury's strategy the right thing?
Well, I do disagree with Bob on one thing. The Astros will not be in the Super Bowl. No, I'm almost certain.
No, I disagree with that, and it was also, you know, the eighth wonder of the world, but I wasn't going to correct it.
Okay, I disagree with that, with two things about Bob.
Yeah, maybe if I'd been wearing the eighth wonder hat I brought with me,
maybe
it would have made it work, but no. So, all right, well, let's take a quick break. And first, I have to tell you about MyBadExperience.com. And, guys, this is a real site. No fake stars or ratings. No ads. You can warn others and help before it's too late. You can post any bad experience and help make a business accountable. For just $4.99, you can tell all. Maybe you even reach a resolution with the business. And it could be any kind of business. Maybe it was a contractor that screwed you over in Blue Town. Or, you know, maybe you had a plumber or something like that. And they didn't do the job. And if you go on and put this review on there for $4.99, people are going to see it. And if they reach a resolution with you, then they'll see that, yeah, these guys did it. And that makes them look better. And if they didn't, then people are going to see that too. And they'll know not to use these people because they don't want to get stuck the same way. This isn't a troll site, guys. This is a real site. Everything's verified. $4.99. Go to mybadexperience.com today to warn others about bad businesses before it's too late. And, guys, a paid review is a legitimate review. Stop bad business today. MyBadExperience.com. I go hard on Southside G. I
make sure that Northside E. And still. This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Wilder versus Fury 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at the MGM Grand. And made it back, panting. We're not close to the nearest restroom.
We're not.
And there's one that used to be just to the left here by the arena. Those are shut down right now for some reason. So you had to go to the one. It's not much farther. But when you went to the other one first and then had to go, that added to it. So,
yeah.
But I made it back. 832 says, sounds like the Astros will beat the Texans to the Super Bowl. Couple other things I can't repeat, but good stuff all the way around. So senior sprinkler says, you know, the last real fight was Tyson versus Tucker, a 15-round bout to unify all belts. That went the distance. I'm not quite as restrictive as Bob is when it comes to great heavyweight fights.
Yeah, I don't think I am either.
But I still go back to Lennox Lewis, and you say Lewis Klitschko, which I wouldn't argue with you too much. I think maybe Lewis Tyson, but either way,
it was always Tyson was big because he's Tyson.
He's Tyson, right?
But it didn't feel like there was a we don't know who's going to win. There was pretty little doubt who was going to win that fight, even though it was Tyson. People wanted to see him.
A lot of people still weighing in on the playoff stuff. Better Call West says the Cowboys have made the playoffs 7 times in the last 20 years. I'm sure Jerry Kreid and the other owners couldn't resist one more possible game to have playoff pricing. Well, that is another And, I mean, a very important part of this is playoff pricing.
Well, here's the other thing.
Somebody's going to make some money here.
Something I was reading today about the 17th week, because they right now their contract is for 16 games. Basically, the most that a player would be able to make for that 17th game is $250K, which means for some of these guys who make, you know, $1 million a game, they wouldn't make $1 million for a 17th game.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, there's some flaws to it, certainly.
And 214 says, I think it doesn't help for safety purposes. Also, I think it automatically guarantees the number one team wins. I don't think that. The NBA is awesome because I think it puts in perspective the playoffs. The playoffs is a good marker for your team on where you are, but it isn't the ultimate goal. Everyone wants to win the I think you're talking like a Rockets fan there. The NBA playoffs aren't all that interesting. You maybe get two or three interesting series. And okay, there you go.
Pardon me.
It is 447, 247 out here in Las Vegas, just to be completely correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, I disagree with your take on the NBA playoffs. And the number one seed's not really guaranteed anything. We saw that with the Ravens this year when the Titans went in and beat them. So, and somebody wants to know who is Burt Bergman. Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah. He's a boxing guy.
Yeah,
and he's been at it for a while. So, yeah, I got nothing for you.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Well, you can't argue with him.
No. You just kind of let him go.
If you want, I can be him, and now you can argue with me.
If you want,
Astros fans, listen to me. Your guys are good guys. They made a mistake, but Altuve and Bergman and Correa and Springer, these are great American ball players and Mexicans, and they'll be back for the Stanley Cup again after the Preakness in no time.
What about Justin Verlander and Kate Upton?
Kate Upton is a heck of a right fielder. They say he's the next Ted Williams. And believe me, I've seen Ted Williams with my own eyes.
Oh, boy.
No.
What about Dusty Baker?
Garrett Cool. I think he's going to be great. It was good for the Astros to re-sign him.
Oh, man. Yeah, you could do a whole segment on that.
Yeah, wow. Well.
But it was fun, and we also have Joe Tessitore, who you talked to earlier today.
Yeah, I was a little bummed because I wanted to get into Monday Night Football stuff with Joe a little more. But, I mean, obviously, they wanted him in here talking about the fights because he's calling the fight on Saturday. It's a big opportunity for him to call a fight of this magnitude. Is something that, like, it's not easy to get on your resume. So, obviously, this is a big deal to him. But I would have liked to talk some Monday Night Football, and I did talk about with him how, you know, he was replacing a guy as the play-by-play voice that was, I don't want to say universally loved, but pretty close to it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And I don't know that Joe Tessitore's had the hardest time filling his shoes. I don't hear a lot of people complain about Joe Tessitore. Do I hear him complain about Booger?
Yeah.
Constantly. And Jason Witten? Yeah. Constantly. But I also wanted to know, and I didn't get a chance to ask him because, he was obviously not interested in talking about Monday Night Football, but when he's not getting that criticism and the guys he's working with are, does he just tell him, hey, man, you're doing a great job, keep grinding? How do you handle that? Yeah. It's got to be awkward when, Jason Witten looks over and it's like, ugh. Everybody thinks we suck, and then your Joe Tessitore, you go, I'm getting pretty positive reviews for myself over here.
Yeah, I'm
doing okay.
I'm in there battling.
Yeah.
Can't speak for you guys. But yeah, that's got to be a little awkward. He's got to know that. I mean, he's not going to say it, but he's got to know that Booger
of course
wasn't any
not.
Good and that Witten wasn't any good. And that's got to be hard to work with. Yeah, you've been lucky. You don't have to work with that. But I can imagine that would be – Really difficult, especially in that. Monday Night Football is such a flagship thing for ESPN. So 713-780-ESPN. 832 wants to know, does Bob know you do an impression of him?
I've done it before with him on.
Yeah, you have.
But you don't want to throw that out there every time he's on with you, because it probably would get old for him.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
He thought it was funny the last time that we did it, but you don't want to do that all the time. So 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says the $250K applies to players that will have contracts signed under the old CBA.
Okay,
16 games. Once the CBA is agreed to and the contracts catch up, that pay scale will go up.
Okay.
So, thanks for the clarification. We got some smart listeners. Should have asked him if Texas is back. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, can I ask a question? We talked about this off air yesterday, but whoever's responsible for sending me crap from Bernie Press, could you please stop?
Yeah.
And I even put it into spam, and I'm still getting it. Boy, our friends are really excited over here.
I don't understand. Is there no, like, you know how if we get too loud, Aaron, you can maybe speak to this. If we start yelling into the microphone, don't we hit, like, the red, and then it starts to become distorted?
Yeah, it sounds horrible when you do that.
Do these Spanish-speaking stations not have the same system that we have? Like, are they unlimited on volume?
They might have a piece of equipment, like a
or is
gate.
It just if I yell in Spanish, maybe it will be okay?
I mean, we could try that and see, but
we may try it later.
Yeah, we'll have to get Jerry to translate actually what's being said.
They also might be on AMs where it's not going to say. I mean, it's going to sound bad either way.
Right. But apparently that it's like every, I don't know.
I almost feel like every Spanish broadcaster, Spanish sports broadcaster, is like a Bond villain. Like they've got an evil cackle laugh. Like they,
yeah, you know who
they're. I mean, this guy is dressed like a Bond villain. He's got like
this guy's Spanish Joker.
Yeah, kind of,
because he breaks out with that laugh out of nowhere and starts yelling. And yeah, and I watched that movie again last night. I'm coming around on it, by the way, on the third try.
Yeah.
But I watched it on the plane. But, yeah, that's who he is. He's Spanish Joker.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with. Oh, man. The things we see in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Joe Adrian said you guys should have Bob Arum Day on the air. He beat Joe Louis's ass. Yeah, that character from Coming to America – that's very Bob Arum-like.
Yeah.
No question. All right, guys. 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show or if you want to tweet at us, you can do it. We're out here at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for the big fight Saturday night, Wilder versus Fury.
A big sports match.
Yeah, and this is a great one, man. If you're on the fence about buying a fight, this is one to get. And, you know, I'm excited about it. Vegas is buzzing about it. And, you know, hopefully you guys are interested, for those of you who are, you know, kind of, I would say, casual fans of sport. It's like when we had the UFC in Houston. I mean, that was a really good card.
Yep.
And you get a chance to see Jon Jones. And you almost saw Jon Jones lose.
Yeah.
Well, this is another one of those that, you know, I don't feel like we have to sell very hard. Because, I mean, these two guys, this is a... I mean, and I think the first fight has made this. It really has. Man, it is so hard to concentrate with that guy. Maybe I should call Lawyer Dave and have Lawyer Dave file a restraining order against him. No, actually, Lawyer Dave is usually calls in, but he's on an airplane to come join us out here. So for once, he's not in the courtroom kicking everybody's ass for the Blitzers, which is what he does. And, guys, if you had an accident of any kind, and you live in Houston, you're going to have an accident, let's be honest. Whether it's a car, 18-wheeler, industrial workplace, slip and fall. Lawyer Dave is your man. He practices everywhere in Texas, so even over in the Golden Triangle. Guys, you get in a wreck, call my man, Lawyer Dave. Hospital doesn't treat you right, call my man, Lawyer Dave. He doesn't charge for his consultations. And that's awesome, because you may have a legal question. It's not something he does. Hell, I ask him legal advice all the time. He'll put you with somebody who can help. That's what he does. And he doesn't get paid unless you win. And if you can't afford to go to the doctor after your accident, well, guess what? That you don't have to worry about it. They take care of that until you win. Contact him today, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law, or worst case scenario, just hit me up and I will give you those that number. If you need a lawyer, better dial Dave.
ESPN 97.5.